welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Welcome to Monday, and to Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 65 of the series, and it is entitled College Homecoming. It originally aired on December 2nd, 1949.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the little town of Sheridan Falls, it's morning, and Iris Atterbury is coming up the walk of the Cooper home at 321 Bundy Drive. Suddenly, she gets a horrified look on her face and starts running up the steps.
Shut the windows, call the police. There's a bear in your backyard.
A bear?
He must have escaped from the zoo. He's standing right in the middle of the yard, pawing the air.
My goodness, a bear in a... Oh, Iris! Oh, that's no bear.
It isn't?
No, football season is here. I'm airing George's raccoon coat.
Oh, what a relief. Let me sit down. Oh, I shouldn't have run so hard.
Iris, your heart?
No, I snapped a bone in my corset.
Oh. But the real pain is thinking of football season and those two juvenile idiots we're married to.
I just got a mental picture of them in their official costume. Raccoon coats, rooters caps, cowbells, and ukuleles.
Please, I haven't had breakfast yet.
Well, George is going to look different this year anyway. I found something wonderful, and I'm going to go over his raccoon coat with it.
What is it?
An electric razor.
You wouldn't dare.
No, I'm yellow.
Yeah, I guess there's no fighting it, Liz. When's the homecoming football game?
This weekend.
No, no.
This is D-Day minus three. And I have big news for you, Iris. I'm not going.
Do you realize what you're saying, girl?
I certainly do. I might endure having my feet frozen in a windy stadium, and I could possibly struggle through those stupid card stunts at halftime, but I'll be darned if I'll march in another torchlight parade wearing George's pajamas.
You should talk. How do you think I feel wearing Rudolph's nightshirt?
Well, I'm through. Let them go along.
Gosh, Liz, do you think they would? After all, we've gone to every homecoming with them for the past 10 years.
Well, I went because I wasn't too sure some college babe wouldn't make a pass at George. But now he's gained enough weight and lost enough hair, so I don't have to worry.
It's a wonderful idea, Liz, but you know...
Look, it's their school. Let them go through this sophomoric routine by themselves.
Yeah. I'm with you, girl.
No matter how much they beg us, we won't go.
Yeah.
After all, do our husbands tell us what to do?
Yeah.
What? I mean, no. Okay, we'll lower the boom on them at dinner tonight.
Rickety Rex, come on stage, get in the act.
Yay! George.
Yay!
Rudolph.
Hey, hey,
George, for goodness sake, will you eat something?
Please don't interrupt us, Liz. This is a delayed locomotive.
Delayed locomotive, heck. It's retarded development. Now, will you please eat something?
Oh, who cares about eating? Come on, boy. Let's get over to the piano and run over our alma mater.
That's what I'd like to do with a steamroller.
Shall we break the news to them now, Liz?
Right now. And remember, no matter how much they beg us, we're not going to that lousy homecoming with them.
Okay, boy.
Wait a minute, fellas. We have something to talk to you about.
Yes, the homecoming game this weekend.
Oh, good. We wanted to talk to you about that, too.
Yes, yes. George and I talked it over, and we aren't taking you this year. Okay, boy.
All hail to Old State U.
Just a minute. What do you mean you aren't taking us? Yeah.
But, honey, you don't want to go.
I'll tell you when I don't want to go. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you yaying about? You hate football.
I do not. I love it.
Me too. Gosh, you don't think we'd want to miss State's big game, do you?
Well, I certainly...
Why, George, it's homecoming.
Now I've heard everything.
Look, Liz, every year you complain bitterly. Have you forgotten your frozen feet in that windy stadium?
Frozen? Why, what could be more invigorating than a gentle autumn breeze around my hot, stuffy legs?
Lotus Bud... You remember when State scored and the fellow in back poured coffee on your head and dropped a hot dog down your back?
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Fun? You hated every horrible minute of it.
Wait a minute. What are you fellas up to? Why don't you want us to be there?
Yeah.
We were only thinking of you.
Believe me, Lotus Bud.
Don't Lotus Bud me. I know why you want to go alone. If I'm there, you can't ogle the co-eds.
I can, too. I mean, I don't anyway.
Not much. That's what it is, Iris. They want to look at the girls. They want to watch the co-eds shake their pom-poms.
Look, I'll tell you the truth, Liz.
Well, it's about time.
In addition to always complaining about being dragged along on homecoming week, you get on our nerves because you don't like football and you don't know anything about it.
Is that so?
Yes. So we thought everybody would be happier if you stayed home.
Gad, how well put.
Well, for your information, Buster, we know plenty about football and we love it.
Sure. I can hardly wait to get to the game Saturday and watch that old quarterback make a home run.
Iris, no wonder they think we don't know anything about football. It's not a home run, it's a touchdown. Oh, and it isn't a quarterback, it's a second baseman.
It's a shame not to take them along, George. Wouldn't they love to see the jockey run 65 yards to a knockout?
Well, I guess this settles it, Liz. You don't know the first thing about football, and you're not going with us.
But Rudolph!
And there's no use wheedling, either.
Well, what if we learned all about football? Well, if we learn, will you take us?
Oh, sure, sure.
Then we'll learn. Come on, Iris, let's get started on it right now.
Okay.
How do you learn to play football?
I don't know. Is it... Wait, I just remembered. Rudolph has a book on it.
Oh, good.
I remember seeing it in the attic years ago.
Well, let's go and get it.
All right, and get... Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I thought we didn't want to go to that game.
We don't.
Well, then what's all this fuss about?
Iris, when our husbands plan to have a good time without us, we're going to have a good time with them, even if it makes us miserable. Come on.
I think the book's over on this side of the attic in this old trunk.
Oof, how dusty.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Say, It's dated 1906.
Oh, that's all right. The rules never change in football.
Here. Who wrote the book, Liz? Redgrange? Ty Cobb?
No, it must be this guy who has his name on the cover, Rugby. I think he invented the game.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Now pay attention and I'll read it.
Go ahead, teacher.
The game is played with two teams, one against the other. Well, I already knew that.
Me too.
The standard lineup is 8 forwards, 2 halfbacks, 4 3-quarterbacks, and 1 fullback. Gotcha. The game begins with a scrummage.
That's scrimmage.
Look for yourself.
Scrummage?
How do you like that? All these years, the boys have been calling it scrimmage, and they think we're dumb.
Oh, they're going to be surprised when they hear us kick these terms around. Come on.
The game starts when you get the ball out of scrum.
Ball out of scrum. Mm-hmm. Let's learn it real good. Go ahead.
Okay, the snapper back sweeps the ball between his legs to the scrum halfback, who, with the front 3 forwards, huddles together, heads down, so they can get...
As we look in on the Coopers once again, it's 2 evenings later, and we find Liz and Iris getting ready to impress George and Mr. Atterbury with their knowledge of football. The only trouble is, the girls have been studying a book on rugby by mistake.
F-T-A-T-E! Yay!
Now is the time, Iris. They're at it again.
Okay, let's go fracture them with our great knowledge of football.
Iris, do you remember all the terms?
Oh, sure. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Who's that famous player?
Rossin Robertshaw.
Oh, yeah, Rossin Robertshaw. Come on, let's go.
Now, in my opinion, there's no doubt about it, George. State should win easily tomorrow.
No, I think so.
I think so, too.
So do I.
Oh, you do. We're in, George. The girls think so, too.
Tell me, Liz, old football fan, what do you think of State's chances tomorrow?
Well, I think they should win easily. That is, if nothing happens to their star snapper back.
Well, that makes it unanimous. Barring some awful break, State's...
Snapperback? Yes, star snapperback. I hope State has some good players, Liz.
So do I. Of course, we can't expect any Ross and Robertshaws.
Ross and Robertshaw? Who's he?
He was only the first 3 quarterback to disengage himself from the scrummage in order to assist the side hooker in getting the ball out of the scrum.
Well, then, it's 3 cheers and a tiger for Ross and Robertshaw. And will you kindly tell me what you 2 are talking about?
Oh, come on, fellas. Admit it. We've learned about football.
And we know we're right because we got it out of a book.
Wait. Did you by any chance get that book out of our attic?
Yes, what?
George, these 2 have been learning football from a rugby manual.
Oh, no. What's the big joke?
Well, rugby is an entirely different sport than football. They don't even play rugby in American colleges.
Oh.
That was a nice try, girls.
Well... Can't we go to the game anyway?
Oh, sorry, Liz. Besides, we only have 2 tickets, and the game's a sellout.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you, George.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I knew how badly you girls wanted to see the game, so I arranged for 2 good seats for you. They're even better than ours.
Really?
Where are they?
At our house, right in front of the television set.
Oh, you stink.
Well, let's get to bed, George. If we don't get an early start tomorrow, we might miss the first scrummage.
Oh.
Uh, George. How much further up are our seats? I'm pooped.
Just a little ways. Row 73. Ah, here we are.
Thank goodness. Well, these aren't bad seats at all. You can practically see the field.
Yes, sir. Pardon us, please.
Pardon me.
Pardon.
Pardon me. These raccoon coats are a little bulky. Mm. Pardon me.
We should be our seats right here. There are two empty ones, but they're separated. Oh, those two girls must be in the wrong seat.
Well, get it straightened out, boy. The game's about to start.
Pardon me, miss. I think you're in the wrong seats. Would you let me see your tickets?
Well, certainly. Here they are, seats 12 and 13.
Well, I have 11. What does yours say, Mr. Atterbury?
14. George, you idiot!
Oh, gosh, I don't know how this happened.
Well, sit down, Pop. The game is starting.
Look, would you and your girlfriend move over so my friend and I can sit together?
Oh, I'm sorry, but we can't. The people sitting in front of us are nice and short. We couldn't see if we moved.
Get down!
Well, but look,
Never mind, George. We'll take the seats on either side of the girls. If I want to say anything to you, I'll pass you a note. Pardon me, please.
Down in front! Oh, shut up!
Well, Iris, the game will start any minute. Turn the television set on.
All right.
I wish we were there.
Good afternoon, sports fans. This is Tom Nelson bringing you today's Gridiron Classic between State U and Teachers College. It's a beautiful day, and the stadium is packed. While the teams were warming up down on the field, our cameraman picked up some local color I think you'll get a kick out of. Two old grads up in the stands wearing raccoon coats.
Don't tell me two other men are big enough oaks to wear raccoon coats.
And now we swing our camera up to the stands, and there they are.
Iris, look, those are owls.
It's wonderful to see the old grads out here, folks. And these two really seem to be having a good time.
I'll say they are. Look what's sitting between them.
I see.
George Cooper, you get out of there. Do you hear me? You get out of there.
Well, they ought to start playing here pretty quick.
Looks like they already have.
We'll swing our cameras back down to the field.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They moved the camera, Iris. It won't do you any good to stand over there and look in sideways. You can't see them. Those bums.
Well, there seems to be a delay on the field. Hey, let's go back for one more look at those two old wolves. They are.
Those bums. Word off.
They certainly snagged themselves a couple of cute dolls.
Rudolph Atterbury, I'll give you three to get out of there. Iris, one, two, three. Oh, Iris, are you all right?
Yes.
Well, grab your hat. We're going up there. Now we know why they wouldn't take us to that football game, those bums. Here's the window where we get the tickets, Iris.
Okay, girl.
I'd like two tickets, please.
Certainly, for next week or the week after.
What? I want them for today. What's so funny?
Today's game has been sold out for 2 weeks.
Iris, it's all sold out.
But we've got to get in the stadium.
Oh, an emergency.
Yes.
A death in the family.
Let us in and there will be.
Huh? Look, lady, I'm busy. There aren't any tickets for today.
Oh, Liz, what are we going to do?
Don't worry, we'll get in some way. We've got to.
But how?
Wait a minute. Look over there. See all those men going in and out without tickets?
But, Liz, those men are selling hot dogs and soft drinks.
Well?
Oh, now, Liz, you don't think that we could...
Why not? Young man, you there selling hot dogs. I'd like to talk to you a minute.
That's the way, Sade. Another touchdown.
Riggity-rack, that's the way.
pay to give him the axe.
Gee, it's cold here. I'm freezing.
Oh, well, here, my dear. Tuck some of my raccoon coat around you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Atterbury.
Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph.
Well, it's the least I could do. After all, George is sharing his blanket with your girlfriend.
I'm sure hungry.
You are?
Yeah. I'd like a hot dog. Oh, here comes the man up the aisle.
Oh, allow me. It's my turn to buy.
Oh, no, boy. It's my treat this time.
Well, you buy the drink.
All right.
Oh, here comes somebody up the other aisle with a drink.
Red hot! Get your red hot! Every dog needs to have a pedigree!
It's Liz.
If Liz is here, can Iris be far behind?
I call Pop.
Oh, God.
I don't know where Mom is, but I got Pop by night.
Oh, what are they doing here?
There you are, George Cooper. We saw you on television.
Didn't want to take us to the game, huh?
Oh, Mr. Atterbury, how can we explain?
Don't try to explain. Make a run for it.
We can't. They're blocking each end of the row.
Head straight down.
But people are sitting there.
Don't be fussy, boy. Walk on their heads.
Seems to be a disturbance in the stand. Those two men in the raccoon coats we showed you earlier are running onto the field, and running after them in hot pursuit are two of the stadium vendors. Apparently some disagreement over payment for a hot dog. They're running right across the playing field, and the referee's blowing his whistle and calling time out. The red-headed vendor steps up to tackle the blonde man in the raccoon coat. There she goes! Wow, would you look at that? That's one of the best tackles we've seen here today! Now the police are running onto the field. Spectators are coming down out of the stands. Everything is confusion. I'm going to get it.
George, do you feel better now, George?
Oh, a little. I'd still like to know what hit me.
I tackled you.
And I thought you didn't know anything about football.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. After you explained about the seats and all, it's my fault.
Oh, that's all right. I guess it serves us right for not taking you.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes? Me? What? I should say not.
Oh, who was it?
Of all the nerve. Someone who saw me selling hot dogs out there today. He offered me a job.
Selling hot dogs?
No, playing right tackle for the Los Angeles Rams.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
If anyone could play right tackle for the Rams, I'm sure it would be Liz Cooper. Yeah, please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband, and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Until Wednesday, in the words of Edward de Bono, humor is by far the most significant activity of the human brain.